see if you can hear that. That's the across the field. It's the Indiana school song by the Indiana band on our field, with the players gathered around. Just let you listen. It's so neat. Da 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 dee dee dee. This is so much fun. I'm making up lyrics because they kicked our ass. Oh God. Okay, now. Okay. All you red people, now cheer. Just go cheer. Start cheering on our field. Yay! Yay! Another win on Illinois field. Oh God, we're gonna do this. Man, how? So I walk this route, okay? So I've done the press box thing since when? 12? 12. 12? Yeah, it's like midway through the 12 season. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So sixth year of I walk this route. And the route goes from the press box to where I record from the stands. And like, I get in these certain spots and it's like, I don't know, do you have that place where you get a certain emotion? Like, I mean, this is morbid. The only thing that comes into my mind right now is the cemetery when I go like to my dad's grave. And like just the driving in, two lefts, then turn right, you know, then stop by that one tree. Like, you have this thing that you do that is a routine, and it's always going to bring the same emotion. And so when you repeat it, you kind of keep like it can bring the same emotion. Am I explaining that right? Probably not. When I walk this walk to this spot to record this thing, it's like that. It's this same emotional, why do I put myself through this? I know I'm not gonna quit. So what, you know, like the same emotions, the same, it's just so weird, right? Like what in human nature makes us go back for this? Like, what is it in my personality? It's like, oh, this is my thing and I'm gonna stick with it forever. Like, you know? Like, at a point after you lose someone, you don't want to go to the cemetery every day because you kind of move on with your life, right? Okay? That's where I'm at. Of like, as I'm walking this and all these emotions are flooding back from so many times, coming to the same spot and watching the same, well, not the same, watching different crowds celebrate on our field. Like, if you want to go on a road game, come to Illinois, right? Like, you'll get a hotel room the weekend of the game because we can't even sell out the hotel rooms in town. You'll get a good seat. You can stand outside, get a ticket for $12. Ah, heck, $5? Free? You can sit in the crowd. You have a near guaranteed victory. And your players are going to come over to the corner of the stadium and celebrate with you every single time. Like, why would visiting crowds not bring 30K every game? I would. That's what I'd do. I mean, are you kidding me? If I knew there was some opportunity of that, good God, I'd start driving on Thursday. Like, it's just so crazy, right? Like, oh, hey, Indiana band director, we're going to do a trip this year. Where should we go? Well, if we go to Illinois, we're all nearly guaranteed a victory. And I mean, they're literally, right, as I'm saying this, Club Memorial Stadium is going on. So the Indiana band is on the field. There is a group of like six people at the 50, literally dancing, like dancing on our field. Like, you know, there's a big thing that Oklahoma planted the flag at the 50 in Ohio Stadium. Yeah, we'll try the Indiana band dancing at our 50 to Club Memorial Stadium because we think it's cool to play hopping and hipping and happening and music. Hopping and, oh God, I'm not making any sense. We think it's cool to do this. Like, this is what we think is a cool thing. Like, okay, let's play some 80s tunes, and then everybody's like, yeah, this makes me feel good, as we walk out from yet another loss at home in the conference, as we're about to go winless in the conference. Good Lord. Oh, now a picture. Well, we got Indiana senior band members, maybe, taking a picture on our field? Hell, I'd do it. I'd dance.
As I'm walking in here today, I'm just looking. So I predicted a win, right? Like, I felt good. I feel like the game we saw through three quarters, like, I felt like I never felt out of this. I felt like we could win. We cut it to 17-13. We have a third down three times. Like we can do this, right? To not be able to do this against the 0-6 team in the Big Ten, so I'm walking in here today, and I'm just amazed. Like, I tailgated before, I met some friends, I actually won by two tailgates, and like, I'm just amazed so many people do this. Like, aren't you? Like, there were, this is so stupid, there were thousands of people who wanted to be here today. Like, I feel like right now, maybe 70 people would want to do this. That's like my emotion. Like, nobody's going to want to do it. Like, the fact that, see, college football fans, crowds have always amazed me. Like, years and years ago, I was at Central Missouri State in Warrensburg. I was in Warrensburg on a Saturday, and there was a football game going on. And there's like, 8,000 people walking across wearing their CMU shirts and all this stuff. And I'm like, there are 8,000 people who want to go to a Central Missouri State football game. Like, it blows my mind that you could get that many people. Like, yeah, CMU football, oh, big game against Southwestern Arkansas State Tech. Like, I can't, like, it blows my mind that there's that many people. So walking in here today, what was the announcement? Like, 40,000 people at least paid for a ticket today. Does that not blow your mind? 40,000 people. That's a lot of people. Like, it blows my mind that people want to do this. That people, like, sign up for this. I'm not trying to encourage you to get rid of your season tickets. God, this is going horribly. But I'm just blown away that we do this. You know, this was a beatable opponent. At home. On Dad's Day. Our one chance for a Big Ten victory. And yes, injuries and everything else, but like, to come out that flat, like that, the fumble and the pick there at the end, I mean, George should have thrown, they had two drop picks, so three, yeah. Like, that's Indiana doing that. Like, we got the ball back down three, just need a field goal, like, if I'm on the sideline, I'm going up into the face of every single player. I'm like, this is your chance. I even tweeted it. Like, I hope we smell blood right now. This is our one chance. We have an opportunity right now. We just got the ball back down three in the fourth quarter. Everybody, let's do this. And what we did nothing and punted. Then we allowed the touchdown. Then we fumbled after we got into their territory, and then the pick. Oh, it's just so, I mean, I think we can say it. Like, this season, unless we beat Northwestern, has not met expectations. You know, I thought it would be awful. Thought it would be 3-9. I went to camp. I looked at the players and said, yeah, I'd go with the freshman too. Yes, there have been some injuries. But when you have two timeouts left and you're just still clinging to hope, trying to get the ball back, you've got them forced to punt with like 3 minutes to go or whatever. So you're thinking, okay, if we can drive the field, maybe an onside kick, get a field goal, you're clinging to those hopes. And then we have to use one of our timeouts because we have 12 guys on the field again on punt return, which is something we lost and gave a team a first down earlier in the season because we ran 12 guys out there. And we have to take a timeout because we have 12 guys again. Like, how, what is this fan base supposed to do with that? Like, how are we supposed to feel anything? Like, what, like, how, like, I don't, what, does anyone care? Does anyone know what we're put through? Like, I tweeted the thing, like, but at halftime, the band uses smoke or fire extinguishers to make, like, a plane, the jets coming out of a plane. like for this thing they did, but there's this white powder all over the field. So we get this white powder and I'm like, oh crap, we're gonna get like in trouble with the Big Ten for like, you know, lucky we weren't playing Ohio State, they might try to snort it. That was bad. Anyway, what are we, like, and then, like, the band is still on the field because we invited Indiana's band, and the halftime show goes along, and we're trying to get out and warm up, and our team is standing in the tunnel because the band is on the field. I mean, this wasn't Stanford Cal, the band is on the field. This was, we chose to have the band on the field. And I look at the clock, it was under 3 minutes. Like, the band is supposed to be out of there by then. Like, what are we doing? I just feel like, did you see the thing with Taylor Twellman? Like the Taylor Twellman thing after U.S. soccer loses to Trinidad and Tobago and misses the World Cup, and he's just on ESPN just screaming, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, that's how I feel right now. I don't understand. Like, I have two emotions. One, I'm all in on the rebuild. I'm all in on playing the freshman. I'm all in on giving it time. Like, I don't see things and like, I have decided Garrett McGee isn't the play caller. Like, what needs to be done is the thing I've stuck to for my whole life. Let's just put in systems, stick with them, recruit to them, and see where we end up. I'm still in on that. I have no other choice. I can't, for dozens of years, say, why do we change coordinators every 2 years? Why do we change coaches all the time? Why do we keep changing? Every school that has built has gone to one coach and recruited and stuck to systems for 4, 5, 6, 7 years and see what, that's how Indiana got out of their hole. You know, they're not that great, but they got out of their Indiana hole by sticking with Kevin Wilson through 4 losing seasons. In the 5th year, he went to a bowl. And now they have at least a rung up on the ladder program. I don't know if Allen can, you know, sustain it, but they're at least a rung up, okay? I'm ill on that. We have to do it. We chose Lovey to do it. The defense is showing what I think the defense could show. Oh God, are we doing a drum battle? We're doing a drum battle. I mean, I guess it's cool. Like I'm a drum guy, okay? I'm a drum corps guy. I played snare in high school. Like I was, percussion was my thing. I love drum battles. But just the festive nature between the Indiana and Illinois bands on the field in front of me is so gross. Like it suggests that this was a good day and we should just end it with some frivolity. What are we doing? Like this is the same thing I said about having the, like, you know, having the Hall of Fame people ushered out there in carts in that one game and, you know, have them wave to the crowd and, like, all this, like, see, look, we're just like every other person. We have Hall of Famers. No, we're not. We're horrible. We're pathetic. We're the worst college football program in the Power Five. Like, yes, Kansas, okay, yeah. But look what they did under Mancino and, you know, they were top 5 not long ago. Okay, I'll give it to Kansas. Kansas is the worst. But we're the worst in the Big Ten. Like, what are we doing? Why are we happy? Like, honestly, if I was in charge, I would be like, I would set people at every gate as they enter Memorial Stadium and just say to them, thank you so much for being here. We are so sorry that we have treated you like this for 25 years. We're not going to, like, I listened to the thing on the Solid Verbal a few years ago or a few weeks ago, I saw some people upset with Dan on Solid Verbal on the podcast because he's like, Illinois, why are you wearing gray ghost uniforms? That's a little, like, maybe start winning and then do a one-off jersey. I totally agree. Like, why are we, like, okay, recruiting? I don't care. Like, why are we wearing, why, what? Like, wear these uniforms until we win. Like, turn to the fan base and say, I am so sorry. Like, we made decisions for 25 years. It was horrific. And we're not going to act like we're a program until we're a program. Like, Like, if I'm, like, if I'm in charge right now, I go down to the drum battle and be like, guys, get this out of the stadium, okay? I know it's cool, and you think it's neat, and this is fun, and everybody's dancing around. Like, this is hard for the fans. We're sticking through it, but it's hard, man. And the more it looks all happy and everything's fine, like, the more we lose this whole everybody needs to face what's happening right now. The more we wear gray ghost uniforms and be like, look, we're just like every other football team. No, we're not. No, we're Illinois, and that's a joke, and it's a laughingstock, and it bothers us, the fans. And please, somebody do something about it, and don't act like we're a program until we do. I just, like, the mental side of things feels off. Like, this isn't a good day. This isn't a happy little drum battle. Like, maybe I'm alone. Maybe it's just me, okay? Like, I gotta take a picture of this, but, like, maybe, you know. Like, okay, I'm gonna take a picture. Okay, can I do that while I'm still recording? This might end the recording. Take a picture. Okay, I took the picture. Am I still recording? Yeah, it looks like I'm still recording. Officially the longest from the stands ever. Like, everybody, like, the band's dance. Like, I just don't. Maybe it's just me, okay? God bless the band kids. This is their thing. They're not really here for football, so if they want to have a drum battle, okay, great. But for me, I'm just like, everybody please be as ashamed as I am until we win. Like, I don't want to see retweets of how someone was ranked on PFF's rankings, or how someone is, you know, ninth in the conference in tackles for loss or whatever. Toss it all out. Like, literally throw it out. And everybody act like we're the worst, and what we put on the field is insulting to our fans. And until it changes, we're not going to play Club Memorial Stadium music after the game. We're not going to have drum battles. We're not going to have dancing and cheering. We're gonna realize what these fans are asked to do. And we're going to cater to them. Like, I think I've told this story before. Like, after the strike, the baseball strike in 94, I went to a game in 95 with my girlfriend at the time. And we are walking into Busch Stadium, going to a Cardinals game. Remember, I'm a St. Louis guy. And I'm going to buy tickets. So we just, you know, nice night. We decided to go. And I go to the guy who's, like, outside the stadium and said, where are, you know, single game tickets for sale, you know, right there? And he reaches into his pocket, pulls out two tickets behind home plate, and says, the Cardinals would like to enjoy you to enjoy this game. Like, after the strike, they were very like, okay, well, what we have done to the fans is appalling, and we need to do stuff like this to make them feel better about baseball. I kind of feel like we got to do that, right? Like, we need to be in that mindset of what we're doing to this fan base is appalling. And when we have 12 guys out there yet again on a punt, like, everybody needs to apologize personally to the fans for putting them through this. God, this is just such a weird emotion for me. Like, there are Illini, marching Illini members just dancing around right now. Like, God bless them, college kids, 20 years old and free and no rules. No, I get it. Like, I would have probably done the same. But to a 44-year-old guy standing in the stands watching them dance on our field, like, doesn't anyone get it? Doesn't anyone know? Do you understand? Like, I never take that and go, like, to the coaches. You know that about me. Like, give them 5 years, see if they can build it. You know, I don't pretend to be an offensive coordinator and say we should have run this play and that. I dabble in that, but I just don't go there. You know, like, I've never coached high school football. I don't know any schemes better than anyone. Like, it'd be ridiculous for me to even suggest, like, a tenth of what I could suggest. You know, like, it's never going to do it. So, you know, on one hand, yeah, I just wait and I'm patient and this and that. But when there's celebrations and there's Club Amora Stadium and there's dancing and there's everything else, I just get offended. Like, when the other team is celebrating on our field and their band is here, and like, I'm like, doesn't anybody understand? Like, I don't watch the Cardinals anymore. I don't follow the Blues. I don't like Rams move from Salem. I don't watch NFL games. Like, this is it right here. Like, I cheer for one of the worst programs in all of college athletics, and I write hundreds of thousands of words every year about that team. This is all I have, and nobody really seems to care. Like, I don't get the sense that it's like, oh God, this is embarrassing what we're putting this fan base through. It's just, hey, happy music after a game. Woohoo! I better go tailgate. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, loss? We don't care. No, it's, I mean, we'll play the school song, everybody. Love the day. Like, that's hard for me, man. Like, this isn't easy. I'm going to come back up here in, like, February when spring ball starts, and I'm going to stand on the sideline. I'm going to talk about the third string linebacker, and I'm going to, yeah, I think this is, yeah, I think we really got some depth here, depth issues, and blah, you know. Like, it's just, I know how to do it, and I'll just keep doing it until we win, and I'll even do it if we're not winning. But I don't get the sense that anyone understands. I don't have the sense that anyone really gets what this feels like. You know, there are Indiana players, maybe coaches' wives, down here in the corner by where the equipment goes out, and they're like celebrating and like hugging, I guess, some of the coaches, maybe GAs or something, have come back out, like, happily celebrating in our field. Doesn't anyone get, like, the tubas from the Indiana band are, like, running around in a circle right now and saying, IU on our field? Like, does anyone really get what this feels like? Does anyone really, really care? Because when we play music like this, and we dance around like this, and we wear one-off uniforms and act like we're a normal college football program, I kind of think no one really gets it. Like, with these tubas running in this circle right now, dancing around, wearing Indiana red and crimson, whatever, that's hard, man. That's Indiana football laughing at us. And we're throwing 12 guys out on punt return, and you know, I just want to know that the fans are being heard. And when we do all of this stuff acting like we're just like any other college football program, that message is not communicated. And it's hard. I just want us to know. I want the fan base to feel like they matter.
Attention all patrons, at this time Memorial Stadium is now closed. We ask that you make your way to the nearest exit. Attention all patrons, at this time Memorial Stadium is now closed. We ask that you make your way to the nearest exit. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Go, Alana.